Lifestyle matters. It's more than money. Welcome to the show. As you may notice, I am not Dave Popowich or Faisal Carmelli. My name is Rob Geary. I'm an investment advisor with the Popowich Carmelli Advisory Group. And I work with the guys. I am a solo host today, so go easy on me. But we do have a packed show today. We're talking about the interest rate hike that just happened here. We're talking about inflation, current CPI numbers, shelfflation, so we'll talk about that, and tax loss selling, what that means on if you're going to be making money or not this year. So let's get right to it. We have Benjamin Tall, Deputy Chief Economist at CIBC World Markets. Benny, how are you?
Excellent. How are you?
Good, great. There's been a lot to unpack here with the inflationary print this week. Can you break down what happened with that interest rate hike and recently what happened and the impact it is going to have?
Yes, it means one thing, that the Bank of Canada means business, and the Bank of Canada wants to know that it means business. Namely, you have a situation in which if you give the Bank of Canada two options, one is a recession, the other is inflation expectations rising, they will take a recession any day. They are willing to take this economy into recession just to make sure that inflation remains subdued and expectations remain low. That's their goal. For 50 years, the Fed and the Bank of Canada have been laboring very hard to establish their reputation as inflation fighters. They are not going to toss it away. So the fact that the Bank of Canada raised interest rates by 100 basis points, more than what the market expected, means that they want you to know that they mean business.
Well, you know, it was a little bit shocking to people, right, that they raised that much. So what are the central banks currently doing, and what do you think that they should be doing?
Well, they are raising interest rates, and they have to continue to raise interest rates, quite frankly, because, of course, inflation is way too high. Now, we have to remember, and that's very important for the listeners to understand, that the Bank of Canada cannot control 60 or maybe 65% of inflation. So you have 8.1% inflation. 60% of it is outside the scope of the Bank of Canada because it's coming from outside. It's coming from Russia. It's coming from supply chain. We know the story. So they can raise interest rates to the sky. They cannot impact that. But they can impact wages. They can impact the consumer. Clearly, they can impact the housing market. And that's exactly what we're seeing. So the fact that inflation is starting to stabilize and the numbers that we got at 8.1, although high, much better than expected, means that it's starting to work. We have seen a situation which inflation in housing starting to slow down, and food even was better than expected. So overall, I suggest that maybe we are very close to peak inflation, but it will remain elevated for the next few months. But one thing to remember, at the end of the day, this is not about inflation. 2 or 3 years from now, inflation will be back at 2%. It's about the cost of bringing inflation back to 2% in terms of higher interest rates. That's the reality.
Do you think, I know that there was an interview today earlier this week from Tiff McClem to saying that he expects inflation to continue at around 7% throughout the end of the year. Is that more commentary to kind of put pressure on the consumer?
No. Inflation will remain elevated, although from 8.1 to 7, you're starting to slow down. But you're slowing down very, very slowly. You're not accelerating to 10%. That's the point that he was trying to make. If you look at the year-over-year rate and where we are now, where food prices are, energy prices, clearly you have a situation in which inflation will remain elevated for the remaining of the year. Now, remember, supply chain is still an issue. How do we know that? You look at car sales and their prices, they're still rising. And therefore, we don't have all the components that we need. And that's something that will keep inflation elevated. But we have to remember one thing. The supply chain story is all about COVID. All about COVID. And if you believe that 2022 is a transition year from a pandemic to an endemic, then it's reasonable to assume that a year from now, you and I will not be talking about supply chain the way we are talking about it now.
Right. So again, and maybe just can retribute that. How much do you think that interest rates will actually increase?
I think that we are very close to the end. I think that the Bank of Canada will move by another 75 basis points and we'll call it a day. The Fed is behind the Bank of Canada, so the Fed will have to move more. But both central banks will reach what we call terminal rate at 3.25, maybe 3.5, and call it a day, and then wait and see what happens. What has to happen in order for them to stop is the supply chain story to start behaving. Namely, we have to see a situation which, because of the reduction in COVID risk, supply chain prices will start easing. China will open up. Things will come into our border much faster. That's the hope. That's the prayer. And if we get that, then they can end at 3.325. Now, even at this rate, it's possible that they will take the economy to recession. But I believe that this recession, if you call it a recession, will be relatively mild.
So, and I know you had some commentary in your piece that you recently did too on your expectation of, or the likelihood of recession, that you were more saying 40 to 45%. I know the bond market's pricing in similar. So how likely do you think the recession is?
You know what? I'll tell you the truth. I'm not very interested in that. I'll tell you why. Because this is just a question of definition. What is a recession? Some people will say recession is two consecutive quarters of negative growth. I'm saying no, it's more than that. You can get two consecutive quarters of negative growth without a recession, in my opinion, if the labor market is untouched. You cannot have a recession and call it a recession without the unemployment rate rising. And you look at the labor market now, the opposite is happening. The unemployment rate is too low. And we are searching for labor, we cannot find it. So therefore, I'm not really interested in recession, no recession. I'm interested in, okay, how severe it's going to be. And if it's going to be relatively mild, then call it a recession or not, it's really not important.
What would a recession, in that regard, what would a recession look like if this is more of a just a technical recession?
Yes, I don't think that most people will feel it in a very significant way because their job will be there, and that's the number one factor. As long as the labor market is okay, then this recession is, you know, we can deal with it. You will see it in the housing market. You will see it in consumer spending. People will go less to restaurants because they have to pay more on their mortgage, but their job is there. The number one factor and the number one casualty in every recession is the labor market. But if you have your job, you can take it. And I think that's the way to look at it.
What, you know, for the general listener, there's two people. What does it mean for the general consumer if a recession happens?
Depends. You know, if you are in the mortgage market and your job is secure, you're actually benefiting from that because interest rates will be going down to fight that recession. So actually, you will be benefiting from that. I think talking about a recession now in terms of the impact on people is not going to be as significant as the 91 recession or the 2008 recession. You will not feel it in a very significant way. So it will be a mild recession, something like 1995 that most people didn't feel. It was more kind of a media recession as opposed to real life recession. So I suggest that you really will not feel much of a difference. Now, if for some reason inflation continues to go up and the Bank of Canada has to continue to raise interest rates to 3.5, 4, 4.5, that's a significant risk in which you are going to damage the economy, the housing market so much that you will have a more severe recession that eventually will impact the labor market, and that will be a real recession.
Yeah, it's fair comments. And it's scary for a lot of individuals depending on where they're at in their life cycle, if they're at a job or coming into retirement as well. So, you know, we talk about it. How do you transpire that into a portfolio and a system that's going to get you through the next 30 years? Because we know that recessions might happen again during your 30 years of retirement. So we'll talk about that and more at our upcoming seminar. This will be Tuesday, August 16th at 7 p.m. live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. Coming up, we'll talk to Benny a little bit further on what we're going to see and how this is going to affect people if we do go into recession on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.